Blog Talk Radio.
friend by the name of Bishop William Murphy. He says you gotta make your body language prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night, Bishop. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break for it.
I am just one prayer.
Hallelujah. Everybody who has tuned in or will tune in, hallelujah. We thank God for each one of you. Amen. We want to welcome y'all to Uncensored with Elder Andre and First Lady Aisha. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to open up with a word of prayer on this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together on this morning in your name, Lord. Lord, we ask that you lead us and guide us on this morning, that you direct our path, hallelujah, through your word, hallelujah, to enlighten us on this morning, hallelujah, so that we can get an understanding, hallelujah, as we seek your face, and as we seek your face through your word, Lord, hallelujah. We bind, Lord, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy on this morning that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word, hallelujah, that's trying to distract us or cause confusion, hallelujah. We rebuke it, we bind it, and we cast it away right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for the authority given by your son to do so. And, Lord, we want you to know, Lord, that we love you. Lord, we appreciate you. We magnify you. We praise your name. Hallelujah. And you are truly worthy. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. Praise God on this morning. Amen. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. On this morning. Praise God. We thank God for his word. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to, before we get into today's lesson, praise God, First Lady is going to recap what we've been discussing about Job. Amen. In the last 2 days, praise God. Well, we're both going to recap, but she's going to start us off. Praise God.
Amen. So, you know, we've been talking about Job, you know, how, you know, Job was an upright man. He was a man that feared God. He's a holy man. And he comes into his, down the line, you know, everything's going good. Destruction comes in. You know, stuff started happening in his life. And, he had some kind of understanding in the beginning, but along the way he became distressed, wondering, you know, because of all the stuff that he was going through. And then, you know, his friends came to him, and we learned that his friends, you know, they assumed that, you know, he's going through because he's being evil, because that's what Job has been preaching. And we also, just by seeing that, we learned that, you know, basically, even if you're preaching a word or you give a word, you yourself can still be without understanding, even when you are given the word, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, hallelujah. And then later on, you know, as, you know, Job's friends trying to comfort him in his time of distress, you know, it goes on and on for a minute. And then Job, he goes on in his distress and how he feels. And then it comes to a point that God finally talks to Job. He finally get a face-to-face. Job finally get a face-to-face with God. And, you know, and he gets to commune with God for the first time himself. But we find out later on, you know, that Job heard about God. Job knew about God, you know, like some of us. We know about God. We've heard about God. You know, we done heard stories about God. But and we learn later on that Job actually gets a relationship and gets to talk to God for himself. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. And he has he starts to get some type of understanding. God starts to open his eyes along the way. And then after that, you know, God ends up blessing him, restoring everything to him, you know, after he got him to realize, you know, that, you know, he was spotlighting his thing. Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So understand that when we go through stuff, God is trying to get us to see something.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's a flaw that God wants us to see. Praise God. Even though he was upright, hallelujah, in God's eyes, and he was a righteous individual,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah, he was still flawed in the way in his thinking. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So understand that God is never trying to punish you. He's never trying to hurt you. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's always trying to enlighten us,
mm-hmm.
To understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Because what he said, we perish for the lack of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So with understanding comes outlets.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me just talk about understanding for a minute. Praise God. But me and First Lady talk about this all the time. When we understand people, see, God wants us to have understanding to him. But in the scripture, he said we have to have love for God and love for man.
Yeah.
It's both this way and this way. Praise God. So we have to understand people as well. And when you understand people, then you can give them mercy and give them grace, much like God did with us with his son.
Mm-hmm.
He came down in the flesh, not only just to commune with us, but to get a better understanding
mm-hmm.
of man. Hallelujah. You can't never understand something until you become what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. He became man, got a better understanding of man. Man has more grace because he has a better understanding of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have more understanding of people. Amen, and the situations they've gone through and the predicaments they've been in, and that would give us the grace to deal with them, to have mercy on them, to pray for them. You say, how can I pray for my enemy? When you hear the word say, pray for your enemy. Have you never been someone's enemy in their eyes? Praise God, hallelujah. Have you never been on the other side of the coin where people looked at you like you were the bad guy? Hallelujah, amen. And you couldn't understand why people couldn't have any mercy or understanding for what you were going through. And now when it comes back around, God is saying, now it's your turn. You've been through it. Now it's your turn to show mercy and grace to that person because you don't know what that person's going through. Hallelujah, what they've been through. Hallelujah. Everybody just don't go off on you for no reason. People are having a bad day, a bad week. Some people are having a bad decade. Praise God. Hallelujah. And your mercy and grace will be something as an encouragement to them in people. Some people have given up on people. Hallelujah. Amen. And you can there'll be encouragement that there are still good people in the world, people that care. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
And one more thing we had touched on is, you know, when Job's friends was trying to comfort him, we also touched on the fact that, you know, you can't judge someone's situation by the way you think, you know, because, yeah, Job was preaching, had been preaching to them, you know, he had, you know, preached to them, you know, if you do evil, then, yeah, this kind of stuff happens to you. You know, and sometimes we can put the leader on a high pedestal and assume that they're not subject to what goes on, the same thing in our lives. So we can't judge a person's situation by what they're going through. We can't just assume that, oh, somebody's going through this because they did something evil, or they're going through this for whatever reason that you think that they're going through. We can't judge a person's situation because only God knows what's going on in that person's life. Again, our job is just to love and, you know, support, you know, us as brothers and sisters in Christ. We also learned that too in the scripture. But now we're going to, you know, go on, you know, to something different. We just wanted to put that out there, let you know what we're speaking on. We hope it touched you and helped you in some type of form or fashion within that passage to know that to know that God is with us, and he knows it's nothing. If something happens in your life, you better know that God is right there. He's right there in the midst of it. He's not blind, he's not deaf, he's right there in the midst. We just, you know, sometimes we have to use our faith. We have to trust God sometimes. It might look a little crazy. It might seem a little crazy, like, you know, it might seem like, you know, everything is caving in. You know, but I'm here to tell you that, you know, God is in the midst. He in the middle. We ain't promise you that it's going to feel good. You know, we ain't promise you that it's going to make sense. You know, I always tell you that, you know, God is in the midst, and he's in the middle, and he has a plan for whatever he's doing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, First Lady. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He always has a plan. Hallelujah, amen. In the book of Jeremiah, he told us, I know the plans that I have for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, today we want to go to the book of Daniel. Amen. Daniel chapter 3. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of us know this story. We know this story very well. If we were in the church, we know this story very well. Some of us don't know this story at all. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let me not be ignorant and say we all know this story very well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to the book of Daniel chapter 3. Hallelujah. And before I get into this scripture, let me give you some background of what's going on. Hallelujah. The Israel and Judea have been seized. Hallelujah. They have been taken over. Hallelujah, by the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And this was prophesied by Jeremiah. Hallelujah. He prophesied that Israel would be overtaken, and it would be 70 years in captivity before they were released and back on their own. Praise God. Hallelujah. And now this has began to occur. And the prophet Daniel, in the first two chapters, realizes this is what's going on, when it's going on. Hallelujah. See, he had this is maybe 100 or so years after the death of Jeremiah, but Jeremiah made his writings plain. Hallelujah. Amen. And his writings were out there much like the Bible is out today. And he made the prophecy that this was going to happen. So when it happened, watch this, when it happened, Daniel was not surprised because he had already read it in the Word of God. Praise God. And the Lord say, touch on this just real quick. That's the way we should be right now in this day and time where everything is going on in the world. We should not be surprised about what's going on because he sent a word so that we would be prepared when it happened. So when it happened, we would know what was going on and we wouldn't be running around acting crazy. Hallelujah, like the world is. Praise God. He let us know. Hallelujah, amen, that this is going to happen. And when it happened, amen, we should be prepared. I'm not saying prepared like the world is prepared. The world got prepared by buying a bunch of toilet paper and guns and stuff like that. Praise God. I'm saying we should have been prepared mentally because we should have been feeding ourselves the Word of God. We should have stocked up on the Word. Hallelujah. Amen. We should have, amen, took shelter in the Word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what Daniel did. And then what happened was King Nebuchadnezzar, he decided he wanted to take all of the smart people, all of the smart Hebrews, and I want to put them on my team with the Shadlings. I don't know if I say that right.
Shadings.
There you go. The Shadings. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Shadings are astrologers, wise men, people who read the astrological signs, read the stars. Amen. Supposed to be smart people, psychics. Hallelujah. Amen. Dream interpreters. Hallelujah. And he wanted to take the prophets, what we call prophets in our world. In our world, we call them prophets, hallelujah, because they hear from God, amen. He wanted to take the prophets and put them with, hallelujah, the astrologers and the shadim, hallelujah. He wanted to take the best and put them on his team, basically, hallelujah. And they had to go through some training, hallelujah, amen. And that's when the Daniel fast comes about, all that stuff happens, praise God. But in the end, Daniel interprets a dream. And him and his three friends are put into a position. Hallelujah, praise God. A position in Babylon over, hallelujah, people in Babylon. Praise God. The Lord wants us to know that in times when we feel like, hallelujah, the world is taking over. Hallelujah. Understand God still has a place for you. He still has a role for you to play. Hallelujah. Amen. While everybody else is scared and bowing down to what the world is telling them to do, understand that Daniel and his three friends stood on the Word of God. They never disrespected anybody. We're going to get into that later. They never disrespected nobody because of their beliefs. They just stood on their own. Praise God. Hallelujah. And because they stood on their own, hallelujah, God allowed them positions of power in a government that wasn't even of their own. Praise God. A place where they didn't even belong. A lot of us feel like we are in places we don't even belong. I don't even belong here. I don't run with these type of people. But God has put you in that place for a reason. And we're finna get into that reason. Hallelujah. On today. Hallelujah. In chapter 3, it says, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits, and he set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dictation of the image of Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Then the princes the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image of Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And Herod cried aloud to you, it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and the all kinds of music, we fall and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's 1-5. Hallelujah. So in verses 1-5, what has happened is the king has set up a monument to himself. Praise God. And he has gathered all the people to dedicate this monument. Hallelujah. We go through these type of things all the time. Praise God. In our country, this would have been when they first made the American flag with the 13 stars on it, the 13 colonies, and they made the Star Spangled Banner, and they erected the Star Spangled Banner, and they told us every time we hear the stars, they erected the flag, and every time they told us every time we hear the Star Spangled Banner, hallelujah, amen, we ought to stop and basically worship the flag. I know y'all never looked at it like that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's similar to what we do. That's similar to what every nation does. Hallelujah. They have a symbol in which they worship to a certain kind of music. And we are commanded that every time we hear this music, hallelujah, amen, we are to worship this symbol. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And a lot of us, we were raised this way. Hallelujah. This is like a new teaching to a lot of us because we were raised this way. We were raised to salute our flag. Praise God. Amen. To salute that symbol. Not knowing, being ignorant to the fact that this is an idol that has been erected to be worshipped. Praise God. Now don't get me wrong. I love our country. I love where we live. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm just going by what the word of God is saying. Hallelujah. Amen. Thou shalt have no gods before me. Thou shalt not worship any image. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the earth, in the sky, in the sea. Praise God. Any image. He said, don't worship it. But we do, not realizing, being ignorant to the fact that that's what we're doing. We call it saluting the flag. Hallelujah. And honoring our country. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this is kind of a new teaching. But back then, hallelujah, to these Hebrew children, that this was not a new teaching to them. They didn't salute a flag. They didn't worship a statue. Hallelujah. This was all, idol worship to them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They didn't worship the man of God like this. Hallelujah. Amen. And to them, so when this law came to them, that when this music plays, hallelujah, amen. I'm moving ahead of myself, praise God. So it's been established by the king that when you hear this music, you salute this symbol. Praise God. And it says, and whoso falleth not down in worship shall that same hour be cast into the midst of the burning, of a burning fiery furnace. Hallelujah. So in verse 6, he says, if you don't worship this symbol, hallelujah, you will be thrown into the burning fiery furnace. Praise God. You will be executed. You will be killed. You will be burnt alive for not following this command. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the instruments, all the people of the nations and all languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Listen to what he's saying. Hallelujah. All the people, the nations, all the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody did this. Hallelujah. The Hebrews did it. The Babylons did it. Hallelujah. Nebuchadnezzar had basically taken over the entire region. Hallelujah. That's why it says all the nations, all the peoples, all the languages, praise God. It didn't matter to him, hallelujah, what your religion was, what your background was, or even who your immediate king was. Hallelujah. I done took over all this. When you hear his music, you bow down to the statue. Hallelujah. And they did it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And verse 8, it says, wherefore, at that time, certain shuttings came near and accused the Jews. Hallelujah. Praise God. They spake and said unto the king, Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man shall hear the sound of the instruments and all kinds of music, and shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down, worship that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Verse 12, this is what got me. There are certain Jews, hallelujah, certain Jews, praise God. See, that means everybody else went along with this. Hallelujah. But there were certain Jews. There were certain church folks. There were certain Christians. There were certain people that say they follow Christ. There were certain people that said they were children of God. Certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of Babylon. And some Jews you put in power over us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. Hallelujah. Amen. Have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. People started hating on them. Hallelujah. See, you are already outside your comfort zone. You outside of what you're used to. Praise God. God has put you there. Amen. And people are going to hate on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You have to, we're going back to understanding. That's something we need to understand as children of God, because of the favor. Amen. Praise God, that God has on your life. Praise God, because of the things that God is doing in your life, because of the move that God is making in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. People are going to hate on you. You don't belong here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You are not one of us. Praise God. You don't do what we do. Praise God. And then on top of that, you got a position in our world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then you got a position in our world. Hallelujah. A position over us. Hallelujah. Amen. And people not going to like it. We have to understand that. We got to get that in our heads as we move forward in this walk with Christ. Hallelujah. Everybody not going to like you. People are going to hate on you. These things are going to happen. You need to know this now before it happens, so when it happens, you won't fall into a depression. You won't be running around talking about, Lord, why me? Why are these people hating on me? I'm just trying to do your will, Lord. Why? Hallelujah. Understand, like I said earlier, these men had the book of Jeremiah. They knew these things were going to happen, and they mentally prepared themselves. Hallelujah. God wants us to mentally be prepared for what's about to happen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says, certain Jews, Meshach, Meshach, and Abednego, they don't worship the God. Okay, verse 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is this true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Hallelujah. Praise God. If ye be ready, that what time ye hear the sound of the instruments, ye fall down and worship, I have made well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Praise God. Hallelujah. So he basically called these men in and threatened them. See, we may not experience this on this level. This is how you may experience this on your job. You may be called into the office and your boss may ask you to do something that's unorthodox. Set up another employee or whatever the case may be. We've all been on the job and they've asked us to do stuff we know was wrong. Morally wrong. It was wrong by the code of conduct book wrong. Hallelujah. But the boss said, we was told we got to go along with this kind of stuff. Hallelujah. This is just the way it works. Hallelujah. Amen. But certain people, those are the people that end up on the news and people talk about them. They call whistleblowers. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because they don't go along with the status quo. Hallelujah. Praise God. And these men were no different. They stuck by the word of God. Hallelujah. Look what he said. After he called them in there and he threatened them, he said, look, now when the music go off, if you bow down and worship, we're going to be all good. And y'all can go back home and do whatever y'all doing. But if y'all don't, hallelujah, I'm going to throw y'all in that fire the same hour. Hallelujah. Praise God. In verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Hallelujah. What does that mean? We have no need to answer you. Hallelujah. We don't have to address you in this matter. Hallelujah. They're saying this matter is above you. This is between me and my God. They're not saying it in so many words, but they're saying, I'm not going to even get into you. I'm not going to argue with you about this. Hallelujah. Praise God. And look what they say. It say, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. Hallelujah. Look, they never disrespected the king. They gave him the honor he deserved. They recognized his authority. Hallelujah, praise God. But they professionally handled him in a diplomatic way. Hallelujah, amen. They didn't cuss him out. They didn't go, oh, look, I ain't got to do what you say. They say, look, I don't have to answer that question. And if our God, if you do throw us in the furnace, we believe our God would deliver us out of the fiery furnace. Hallelujah, praise God. And in verse 18, they say, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. He said, even if he don't deliver us out of it, we still not going to do it. See, you serving God, your faith in God should not be on the condition that he's going to bring you out of it. Hallelujah. These men had the attitude that, yeah, he can bring me out of it. But even if he don't bring me out of it, even if he don't heal my body, even if he don't save my mother, even if he doesn't heal the marriage, even if he doesn't put my child on the right track, even if I don't get that job, mm-hmm. Hallelujah, praise God, in spite of my situation, I'm going to keep worshiping him, hallelujah, because I know they say even if he couldn't do it, he could have, hallelujah, but for whatever reason, he chose not to. And being who we are, hallelujah, we are not to question why he chose not to or why he didn't, hallelujah, amen. We understand that he has a plan that is, hallelujah, what do they say, hallelujah, amen. We are finite individuals. Hallelujah. That's basically what they say. We don't have the mindset to understand what God is doing. But we understand God is doing something. We know God is still in control. And so even if he don't deliver us out the fire, he could have. And even if he don't, we still not going to worship your God. Mm-hmm. I'm still not going to sacrifice my morals. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. What I believe, amen, to save my life. Because what worth is my life if I have already sacrificed what I believe in? Praise God. Hallelujah. You hear people all the time say, I got to testify. I got to do this. I got to do that. But if you do that, you could get killed. Well, I can't live with myself if I don't do it. Mm-hmm. My conscience will eat me alive if I don't do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
amen.
Scripture came to what profits a man to gain the world and lose his soul? What profits mm-hmm. you to gain the opinions of people? To worry about what people, how people look at you, how people view you? What profits you when at the end of the day it's gonna do nothing because you lose your soul?
Mm-hmm.
Because you lose your life? What is that? That's not profiting you nothing. You know. But heartache, depression, that's all it's calling you. You know, amen, hallelujah. You know, if you believe in what you believe in, stand on what you believe in and don't be moved by it. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, like we was talking about yesterday, it's better to suffer for doing good than to suffer because of something that you did to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to go through for righteousness' sake, for the sake of God's plan. You might as well, because either way it goes, somebody's going to have something to say. But I'd rather you have something to say about me follow while I'm following God. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So, you know, stand on what you believe in. Don't be moved by the threats. You know, they might try to fire you. They might don't want to be your friend no more. Might threaten to spread rumors and lies and all this kind of stuff against you. But don't be moved by it. Don't be moved by that. Because that's all this plan and a trick of the enemy to get you just bow down and worship. Amen. Hallelujah. But see, some of us, we can be deceived. If our focus and attention is on, you know, being popular or being liked, amen, hallelujah, or whatever the case may be. You know, you can fall victim into worshiping those images or those people or whatever the situation. You can fall victim to it because your heart is set on the wrong things. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. That's why some of us, we are deceived into worshiping images and idols and things we're not supposed to, because our heart still desires to be seen. Our heart is not solely set up on God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So these three men said, you know, we're going to stand on the word. Hallelujah. We're not going to worship what y'all worship. We're not going to do what y'all do. Praise God. Hallelujah. No, when you get ready to go leave work and they say, hey, this is a ritual. We all do this every Friday. If you work here, this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm not going to do it. Well, you ain't going to be with us that long. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You feel pressure to do stuff that you were you wasn't raised to do. And even if you wasn't raised to do it, it's something you don't want to do. Hallelujah. Something that's morally against you. And they say, throw us in the fire. Hallelujah. That's basically what they said. And then it says in verse 21, then these men were bound and in their coats, their hose, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm sorry. I'll skip verse 20. And he commanded. I'll skip verse 19. Then Nebuchadnezzar, full of fury. Hallelujah. He was mad. This made him mad. Mm-hmm. Understand, the way you stand on the word of God is going to make the other person mad. It's going to make them mad. Hallelujah. Amen. I understand I'm one too that I don't like to make the boss mad. Hallelujah. I don't like to cause waves. Praise God. Hallelujah. With me and her, when it was our first job, she had some issues at the job, and I was like, don't say nothing. I don't want to cause waves. She was like, this ain't right. Hallelujah. She was standing on the side of righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. But I was trying to keep from getting thrown into the fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so they got, the Nebuchadnezzar got mad and he said, hallelujah, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That means his face changed. That means you could see all the anger in his face. He turned bright red. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 17 times more. Hallelujah. Then it want to be heated. Amen. Praise God. 7 times hotter than it normally is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then they were bound in their coats. Hallelujah. Oh, and then he commanded the most mighty men, his strongest men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the fiery furnace. Hallelujah. And these men were bound in their coats and their hosen, their hats and their other garments. Hallelujah. And were cast into the midst of the fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the fire exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah, praise God. I got to stop right there because, hallelujah, the people, amen, that were ordered to throw these three men in the fire were incinerated by the fire themselves. Hallelujah, praise God. I want you to know, amen, that people have been hired and their sole job is to throw you in the fire. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. That the enemy has demons out there, praise God. People have people out there. All things are working. A whole lot of stuff is working. Hallelujah, and people are hired to throw you in the fire to get you in trouble. Hallelujah. People out there trying to get you fired from your job, trying to get you kicked out the church, trying to break up your marriage. Hallelujah. Amen. This is their job. But the Bible says, hallelujah, that when they got ready to throw these men into the fire, they managed to get them in the fire, but they were burned by the fire themselves. They were ate up by the very fire. Hallelujah, that they were trying to throw the men in. In other words, the Lord say, don't worry about the people. Hallelujah. Don't worry about the enemies that have been set up to destroy you, because the very thing they're trying to use to destroy you is going to destroy them. In other words, the gossip they spread about you is going to blow up in their face. The lies they told about you is going to blow up in their face. They trying to get you fired, they're going to end up getting fired. I'm a witness to that. Hallelujah, praise God. They trying to make you look bad, they're going to end up looking bad. Praise God, hallelujah. As long as you stand confident on the word of God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did, hallelujah, amen, you don't have to worry not even about the fire. Did you have something before I talk about the fire?
Go ahead, talk about the fire.
Hallelujah. And these men, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. It says in verse 23, and these men, these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the fiery, in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. They have already outlasted the men that threw them in the fire. The men that threw them in the fire are dead. But these men are bound into the midst of the fire. In the middle of the fire, they fell down bound. They are worshiping in the midst of the fire, in the midst of that write-up, in the midst of that tribulation at your job, in the midst of your kids getting in trouble, in the midst of the coronavirus, hallelujah, they are worshiping God. Hallelujah, amen. And look at this. They are in the fire 7 times hotter. Hallelujah, amen. And then the Bible says, it is important to see that they were, hallelujah, they were commanded in verse 20 to be bound. Hallelujah, amen. And verse 21, hallelujah, they were bound in their clothes. Hallelujah. In verse 23, it says they fell down bound. Hallelujah. But then in verse 24, it says, then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished. He was amazed and rose up hastened. That means he rose up quickly. Hallelujah. And spake and said unto the counselors, did not we cast three men bound? There he go. He said, wait a minute. Not only was it three men, they were bound. They were tied up together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Into the midst of the fire, they answered and said, true, O king. Hallelujah. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose. Hallelujah. Praise God. They were bound. Hallelujah. I don't think even the fourth man is what really caught his attention. He probably didn't see the fourth man until he noticed, wait a minute, they loose. Hallelujah, praise God. I put them in the fire bound. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And he says, four men loosed, walking around in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth man is like the Son of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So Nebuchadnezzar, understand. Hallelujah. The person you think is your enemy ain't always your enemy. The person you think is your enemy, hallelujah, he even acting like the enemy. He's looking at you crazy, talking to you crazy, threatening you. Hallelujah, praise God, and even follows through with the threats. That's how you, watch this. Hallelujah, he followed through with his threat. He threw him in the fire. Hallelujah, but God is using you because you are standing on your word. Hallelujah, they got you on suspension. Hallelujah, they got your kids. They expel your kids. Hallelujah, you on that trial thing at the church. Whatever's going on in your life, hallelujah, amen. The person that puts you in that situation, who commanded you to be in that situation, is watching you in that situation, and they know they put you in that situation bound, but now they see you in that situation loose, in the situation. Hallelujah. You still in it. You haven't been brought out of it. You still under, they still watching you. Hallelujah. Amen. You still under investigation. Hallelujah. Ain't none of that stopped, but you're not loose. You're not bound by it. Lord have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it says that I see the fourth man looking like the Son of God. See, God is with you. Hallelujah. Amen. God, watch this. God was always with him. Hallelujah. You just couldn't see him. Hallelujah. But you could see him in the fire. Lord have mercy. See, people can't see God with you when your times are good. Hallelujah. They think maybe you did that yourself. You educated. You came from a good background. Hallelujah. You got all the good breaks in life. Praise God. But when you get thrown into the fire, when you begin to get scrutinized, when all hell breaks loose in your life, praise God, and then people look at you and see you are still worshiping. Hallelujah. Amen. You are still falling down on your knees to God. Hallelujah. Then they can see God in your life. I see God in your life now.
So you wasn't consumed by the situation that was going on.
Amen.
It's like the burning bush, the bush that was on fire, and it wasn't consumed. That's how we are. We can be in a fiery furnace. You know, we can be in a fire, but we won't be consumed. We won't be consumed because God is in the midst.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. So don't be afraid. Don't feel when you feel the fire. When you feel the fire, you know, when you get into the situation, when you get fired or people trying to do stuff over you. Don't fear not, because God is in the midst. You won't be consumed by the situation at hand. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And hallelujah, it says in verse 26, then Nebuchadnezzar, the same one that ordered them, that's why you should, that's, notice I told you, they never disrespected this man. Hallelujah. Amen. They remained humble. Hallelujah. That's something that Daniel was, he addressed the king just like everybody else addressed him. Oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, live forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he let the king know, hallelujah, amen, that I serve a God that's higher than you. And he's the one that puts you where you at. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's the one putting me where I'm at. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And he believed it. He stood on it. His friends stood on it. And here you go. Hallelujah. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth hither. Hallelujah. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to see how the faith of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego has affected the faith of the king. Because just a couple verses ago, his faith was in his statue and his gods. Hallelujah, praise God. But now he has recognized and gave our God a promotion in his life. Hallelujah. Our God went from being our God, hallelujah, their God, to the Most High God. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Just why? Because you stood by his word. Hallelujah. I want you to know when you stand by God's word, amen, God, when God can get the glory out of it, not when you get the glory. Some of us do stuff so we can get the glory. But they wasn't doing this so they wasn't trying to get fame, fortune, or their name in the paper. Hallelujah. They were just strictly standing on what they knew. What they knew God told them not to do. Hallelujah. And they just stood on that. And by them standing on that, hallelujah, by their own moral standard, hallelujah, in the eyes of the sinner, in the eyes of the man that would persecute them, hallelujah, amen, became their, the same man that was their persecutor became their savior and promoted God in his own mind. Hallelujah, praise God. He said, ye servants of the Most High God. He called them out of the fire. Hallelujah. In verse 27, he says, and the princes, the governors, and captains, and kings, counselors, being gathered together, saw these men whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair on their head singed, neither was their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Hallelujah. Amen. So they went through the fire. You know, we always got that saying. We say, I don't look like what I've been through. Hallelujah. This is where that saying comes from, because these men had been in the fire, and the only thing that burnt was the thing that had them bound. Hallelujah. Remember, they were bound, then they were loose. That's the only thing that burnt. Hallelujah. Amen. So what had them bound? What had them bound was the way of thinking of the king. Hallelujah. That's what had them bound, thinking that he was the Most High God. Hallelujah. Thinking that he was superior, that he ran everything. Hallelujah. Amen. And there was nothing and no one above him. Praise God. When that ideology burnt, hallelujah, praise God, the men were loose. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. See, God is using you to loose somebody else's way of thinking. Hallelujah. And you don't have to worry about the fire, because if they don't smell like smoke, if nothing on them is burnt or hair on their hands singed, hallelujah, amen, that means the fire was, it didn't burn them. Hallelujah, praise God, amen, it didn't burn them. Hallelujah, that means they were never in any real harm. Hallelujah, because God was protecting them. Yeah, you going through that thing at the job, but you ain't in no real harm. Hallelujah. Yeah, they say the police watching you, but you ain't in no real harm because you on the side of righteousness. Hallelujah. You on the side of God. Amen. And God say, amen, I'm not going to let, if I co-signed it, the loan going to go through. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yes, amen. Praise God. David said, I've been young and I've been old, and I've never seen the righteous go hungry, or they seeds have to beg for bread. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And then, so all the kings and stuff they saw, and okay, verse 28, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the name, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted him and have changed the king's word. What? Hallelujah. You see, wait, I got to stop because that's big. You can't change the king's word. Hallelujah. When the king spoke, that's what it was. Hallelujah. There was even a saying, so let it be written, so let it be done. Hallelujah. It cannot be undone. It has to be, and the king's word is you're going to get thrown in that fire. Hallelujah. Praise God. But they came out of the fire as if they never went in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Only the will of God can change the king's word. That's the law of the land. Lord, have mercy. The law of the land, the law of the land. Praise God. The king's word. You see all these people that are standing by the king's word? I'm talking about the Lord's word. Hallelujah. That are still going to church on Sundays. Hallelujah. That are standing against the law of the land because the law said do this, but God say do this. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And they not scared like some of us is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Some of us scared of the government and some of us scared of corona. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we got God on our side. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And it says they, because they trusted in God, they have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any God except their own God. Hallelujah, amen. Now all of a sudden he's looking at, oh my God, they have decided. Look, I have integrity, I have loyalty, I have faithfulness when it comes to God. Hallelujah, that's what these men have. Praise God towards their God, and no matter what I did. Hallelujah, praise God. So you got to stand your ground because these people are going to be impressed by you standing your ground and being faithful with God's word. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Then look what he says. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, I make a decree. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to make a law. Amen. Praise God. That every people, nation, language, which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut into pieces. Hallelujah. And their houses shall be made dunghill. Hallelujah. Because there is none other God that can deliver after this sort. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's saying, praise God, if you say anything, hallelujah, about God, Jehovah, hallelujah, the God of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, praise God. I'll personally have you cut up in pieces. Amen. And your house will be made dunghill. Dunghill, that's where they put all the sewage, on the dunghill. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And he said, why? Because there is no other God. Hallelujah, no other God. He can understand this, and he wasn't even the one in the situation. He was the one put them in the situation. But he can understand that there ain't no other God could do this but the one true God, the Most High God. Hallelujah, praise God. Now, you just got somebody saved, hallelujah, that you thought was evil, hallelujah, that you probably thought couldn't be saved. Hallelujah, amen. They probably thought that Nebuchadnezzar is a pagan. He worshiped these idols. He worshiped these statues. He can't be saved. This is the way he was raised. That's how you feel about somebody. That's the way they was raised. They ain't going to never change. Hallelujah, praise God. So I'm just going to roll with it. No, no, no. The Lord say don't roll with it. Hallelujah, amen. Stand on your ground, amen, praise God, and don't try to change them. You just stand on your ground, and you standing on your ground, them seeing you will change them. Hallelujah. Not you trying to change them. Amen. But you just being who you are. You setting that example. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Humble yourself. He said, humble yourself and I will exalt you. I like how the song said. The song said, if I be lifted up, I will draw men unto me. If we lift up God, men are going to be drawn to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But we have to let God do his work. We have to stay humble and let God do his work. And, you know, I just wanted to touch back on what Elder was saying about how they never disrespected the king. They never disrespected the king. And we feel the need, like when we standing on God, we feel the need to act like activists. You know, we have to plead our case. I don't know who I am. I'm a prophet of God. I'm this, I'm that, and that, and that, and that. You know, we always feel the need to do that, you know, with our words. But if we just act on what we believe, that's good enough by itself. We don't have to tell somebody who we are. We have to be who we are, and they will see who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because lips can talk, lips can run. But it's the action that people are looking at.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then in verse number 30, hallelujah, amen, to close out the chapter, that's the last chapter. The last verse in the chapter, it says, then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Hallelujah, amen. You know that saying, what the enemy meant for evil? Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, used for the good. Amen. The sole purpose of this whole, the settlements, that they whole purpose of doing, bringing this to the king's attention, because understand, the king can't see everything. Mm-hmm. Somebody got to come and point out, hey, they ain't doing that over there. Like at the job, I can't see everything. Somebody got to come tell me, hey, so-and-so ain't doing what they supposed to do. Hallelujah, praise God. Somebody got to be a snitch. I hate it. Amen. And hallelujah. These people here, amen, were following God, and the Shadlands' sole intention, they weren't what? They weren't trying to help the kingdom. Amen. They were strictly jealous. They were strictly hating. That was the sole purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. We need to get them out of power. We need to get these church folks out of power. We need to get these praying people out of here. Hallelujah, they messing up the king. We don't like that. Hallelujah, praise God. That was their sole purpose. But out of what they did, the king got a new outlook on life.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, and the ones that they tried to get fired, hallelujah, got promoted. Praise God, hallelujah. By the king.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, amen. This should reassure us and the understanding that we ain't got to worry about haters, and we ain't got to worry about our enemy. The person we think is our enemy is actually our friend, actually the one that's going to promote us. But if you have a mindset about this person that they just evil and I'm not going to do da 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 da, hallelujah, you're going to miss out on your blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, hallelujah. Because this the very man is the one, amen. Well, now, what if they would have went off? Even if God would have saved them, what if they would have went off on the king before they got thrown in the fire, like First Lady was saying? What if they would have disrespected him? Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. He never said, because you know what we do. We don't ever say, well, the Lord going to deliver us out of it. We say, don't touch my anointing and do my prophets no harm. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. He going to get you. If you mess with me, he going to get you. Hallelujah, praise God. That wasn't what they would focus on. They would focus on their relationship. God got me.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He going to deliver me. Hallelujah. They weren't cursing the king and trying to call down fire from heaven. Praise God. Amen. You know you try to call down fire from heaven on somebody. Amen. Praise God. But God, amen, got you. He said,
mm-hmm,
I know the plans.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. What if these men didn't want to go through this process? Because if some didn't, remember, it was only certain Jews, only these three. Hallelujah. I just want to talk about that just for real quick before we get out of here. Just these three men, these are the only certain Jews out of the whole Israel and Judea. Three men didn't bow down to this statue. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to be one of these three today. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I don't want to be one of the ones that conform to the images of this world. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to be the ones that's different, that stand out. Not because of the end of the promotion. Hallelujah. Amen. Because of how God is looking at me and how God is seeing me. Hallelujah. Amen. How God is judging my faith. Not how you are. Hallelujah. Because people going to hate on you. And that's what they're going to do. So we can't live our lives according to people. We have to live our lives according to his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. If they were to live their lives according to people and in fear of what could happen, hallelujah, if they didn't do what the people wanted them to do, amen, they wouldn't have never been promoted to the position that the king promoted them to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. So as I wrap this thing up, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand on the word of God. Stand on the side of righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible, Jesus said, tells us real clearly. Hallelujah. Amen. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. And all these other things will be added. Praise God. And this is what they did. They were seeking the kingdom of God, and they were seeking the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And because they were seeking the righteousness of God, hallelujah, promotion was added. Prosperity was added. Hallelujah. Amen. But most of all, the glorification of God was added, because that's what it was all about. Hallelujah. Glorifying God. Hallelujah. That's why God gonna bring you out the fire. Not so you can be glorified. Hallelujah. Amen. Their names are mentioned, but when they mention you, they're gonna say, I glorify the God of Andre and Aisha. Not us, but our God. Hallelujah. It's not about us, it's about our God. I glorify the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. Not the men, but the God, because the God saved the men. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God on today. Amen. You had anything before we close out here?
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. You know, stand on what you believe. Don't be moved. Don't be moved. You know, God is with you.
Amen. Praise God. God is with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Just like he was with the Hebrew boys, but we didn't see him until they was in the fire. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to trust and believe that God is with you. Hallelujah. Amen. That God ain't got nothing bad against you. Quit letting the enemy tell you, amen, you in punishment and you in tribulation. Hallelujah. Amen. God has you on a path to success, a path to promotion. Hallelujah, praise God. But that path sometimes got to go through the fire. Mm-hmm. That path has to go through the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, praise God, amen. And when you see the fire and the storm, don't turn around, the Lord says.
Mm-hmm.
When you see the fire, you see the storm, amen, you see the chaos ahead, amen, through the chaos is the promotion. Hallelujah, amen. The Lord says the reason we ain't where we supposed to be, hallelujah, amen, as individuals and as people, hallelujah, as a whole, is because when we see the fire, we turn around. Hallelujah. When we see the chaos, we turn around. When we see the conflict, we turn around not knowing, amen, the prosperity is on the other side of the storm. Hallelujah. It's on the other side of the fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, it's kind of late for a title, but I guess the title would be Do Not Be Afraid of the Fire. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We want to open up the line real quick. If there be anybody on the line today, amen, that has a testimony, a prayer request, a comment on this morning, praise God. Hallelujah. We want to open up the line. If there be one, the line is open at this time. Praise God. If you're out there on Facebook Live, feel free to leave your comments, amen, in the comment section, or you can call into our line at 516-666-9967. Praise God. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open. Will there be one at this time? Amen. Will there be one at this time? Amen. Praise God. Well, praise God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. We truly hope, amen, you were blessed by the word of God on today. Amen. For those of you that want to go back and study the word for yourself, it was Daniel chapter 3. I recommend reading the whole amen, chapter, the whole book of Daniel. Praise God. I recommend reading the whole Bible. Praise God. But for today, amen, I recommend reading the book of Daniel. I believe he is one of the most underrated prophets of that we barely really talk about. Hallelujah, amen. And we just thank God for each and every last one of you on today. Enlighten yourself with the word of God. Hallelujah. We'll see y'all next time. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you again, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on today. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us even when we don't see you, Lord. Hallelujah. That even if they throw us into the fire, hallelujah, even if they try to hate, hallelujah, that you're using, amen, their hate, amen, praise God, for your purpose. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that all things are working together for our good. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that you are always with us and that you'll never leave us and never forsake us. And as we leave this line, but never from your presence, we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed day. Remember to keep on praying. Hallelujah. And see what God can manifest throughout your day. Everybody, y'all have a blessed day. Y'all go with God, and we'll see y'all tomorrow, hallelujah, on Uncensored with Elder Andre and Aisha, First Lady Aisha. Y'all have a blessed one.